NY Governor's Office backtracks after Hochul announces state-led spot checks for mask compliance. By Hannah Blow on December 21, 2021. New York Governor Kathy Hochul's D. office backtracked on Monday after the governor announced the state would provide millions of dollars in support to counties complying with her mask rules, as well as state inspectors to conduct spot checks for coronavirus mandate compliance in businesses across the state. "I want to focus on the counties doing the right thing, and that have been our allies in making sure that we ensure that people are compliant with our protocols related to masks," Hochul said on Monday. "I have heard from a number of them that while they support what we're doing with masks and vaccinations, they also needed more resources to help them get this done." She continued, offering $65 million in assistance to counties complying with her mask mandate and previewing state inspectors providing spot checks for counties to assist with compliance.
We'll be sending around inspectors to do spot checks to see what's going on," she said, explaining that her administration is lending resources where they're needed.
"Many businesses and individuals are following this, and there are some counties where they want to see them followed, but they just don't have the personnel needed," she said. However, her office backtracked later in the day after controversy over Hochul's assertion of the state's direct involvement in compliance checks in individual counties, some of which have made it clear they will not enforce her rule. "Enforcement will be done by local health departments, and Governor Hochul made $65 million available today for counties' enforcement needs, including personnel costs associated with spot checks and other enforcement," Hochul spokesperson Hazel Crampton Hayes clarified. Hochul announced the new mask rule this month, requiring private businesses to either check the vaccination status of patrons or implement a sweeping mask mandate. "I have warned for weeks that additional steps could be necessary, and now we are at that point based upon three metrics: increasing cases, reduced hospital capacity, and insufficient vaccination rates in certain areas," she said at the time. The rule is slated to last at least until January 15, 2022.